You're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM in Warrell, Ontario, radiowarrell.ca on the web. This program is a part of the Local Journalism Initiative grant program and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Government of Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. You can access the recordings of this show on radiowarrell.ca/news or on the National Local Journalism Initiative website. I'm your host, Ivan Angelovsky. On June 3rd, 11,000 people marched through the streets of Kitchener in support for Black Lives Matter after the death of George Floyd, a black man in Minneapolis on May 25th. Mr. Floyd died after a white police officer, Derek Chauvin, now charged with his murder, knelt on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. The event, filmed by one of the bystanders, sparked a series of protests across the world. Demonstrators in Kitchener demanded justice for George Floyd, but also for Regis Kochinski-Paquette, Breonna Taylor, Tony McDade, and other black and indigenous people killed by police in Canada, the United States, and around the world. They also demanded the defunding of the regional police force and an end to police officers in schools and community policing programs. In this episode, you'll hear the voices of black people from the protest, telling their stories about being black in Canada.
Disabled and queer folk are killed at the hands of police brutality, violence, institutional racism, and white supremacy that exists across borders.
So my name is Fitz Maragai. I'm a student, and I'm also a community organizer. So right now, we are here to march in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. We're here to march to grieve the recent deaths of Black Americans and Black Canadians at the hands of police and law enforcement. And we're here to bring up issues of policing in this region specifically. Black people in this region make up 2-3% of the population, yet are carded and pulled over by the police at 4 times the rate of the population. It can be a bit surreal. Whenever something like this happens, the response is usually of surprise. Oh, we didn't know that happened here. Canada was literally built through the transatlantic slave trade. The Hudson Bay Company was created with seed funding from the slave trade. So this country is built on slavery. It's built on colonial stolen land. All these things are connected. So when things happen here, when we hear about Regis in Toronto getting killed by the police, people get surprised. But Black Canadians have been getting killed by police and law enforcement here for a very, very long time. We know these are issues that have already been addressed, because we think it's a problem that exists elsewhere, right? We think it's a US issue. Canadians love to compare themselves to the States and say, we're not the same as them, we're better than them, when in reality, we're not. The issues are the same, and in fact, sometimes are more insidious that they get covered up here, hidden through the Canadian identity, right? We're polite, we're kind, we don't have those issues here. The actual national identity of Canada, the myth of Canada, helps to hide these issues from people.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
My name is Kayla Charles, and I'm conflict resolution consultant. My sign says, I march for complete police reform, for an end to black trauma, and for my black sons, because black lives matter. It was important for me to be here because we cannot be silent around the police brutality that continues to traumatize our community. And until we realize that if we continue to traumatize one community, we are traumatizing all, we will not have the systemic change that is needed. To be black in Canada means that you are always living in a pandemic. That's what it means.
Racism exists in Canada. Racism has always existed in Canada. From the cultural genocide of our Indigenous peoples to the history of slavery, segregation, and the white-only immigration government policies that maintains these systems of oppression, such as the school-to-prison pipelines.
My name is Mickey, and I'm a student. As a person of color, it's very important for me to be here just to come here in solidarity. Because we're in Canada, we think, oh, we're oblivious to it, and like, oh, that just happens down south. But that's not the case anymore with the countless lives that have been taken at the hands of police in Canada. The emotions have, like, I've seen it so much that I feel desensitized to it, and because of that, I'm ashamed.
I'll tell you the truth. I did not want to be here in the middle of a pandemic. You know why? Because our communities are extra vulnerable. We have to come out here to put our lives at risk to fight for our lives. So you need to make it count, because people will get sick because of this pandemic.
Cameron Heights. Being a black woman, I've noticed that I do go through life differently, and there are privileges that white people have that I want to stand up for, and I think that we should all be treated equally. I'm very involved in schools. I'm like the student head of the Black Student Union, and I notice there are sometimes moments where we try to create inclusive events and stuff like that, and it becomes very hard to get it past administration. When I want to do something, I have to work 2 times as hard to prove that I'm capable, and it's very disappointing.
My name is Zakari Bauer, and I'm a student. I need to represent. I need to make sure we're heard, our voices are heard. The stuff going on in the States and here, it's unfair. And being here, we're showing our voice and standing up.
And today, we are displaying loud and peacefully. We will no longer be silent, as silence equals violence.
My name is Martina, and we're here protesting for Black Lives Matter to show support, not only for me and who I am, but for my sons. We grew up in this world. To experience racism my whole life, it's only imaginable what my sons will continue to experience. I'm actually an American citizen, but my son, being an African American, being raised in Canada, he has experienced racism several different times. People not even wanting to be friends with him because he has brown skin. He's only 7. What can he possibly do? At what point does he, you know, turn from being innocent to a threat?
All the decades and centuries of gaslighting and the erasure of the Black, queer, and Indigenous Canadian experience, that ends today.
Across the secular states of the world, in these past few days, from New Zealand to the United Racist States of America,
and I'm a student.
My name is Nardos, and I'm a student.
I think it's important to be here because I feel like a lot of people think that racism doesn't exist, systemic racism doesn't exist in Canada, but it's an issue here just as much as it is in the States, and I think that this is an opportunity to bring awareness and support, and I think it's important.
Racial injustice is important here just as much as it is in Toronto and America. So being here is showing our support and showing that we care.
A lot of microaggressions. Personally, I've experienced a lot of racism within school, within the workplace. Just not being able to get my voice heard as much as my peers that are not black.
I think it's being overlooked constantly. People don't get to know you first before they make an assumption or judgment or preconceived notions about you. And that's the part I identify with the most.
It's underreported in the media, definitely. It is.
Because I guess it's not broadcasted as much. There's not a big light on it in Canada. People don't look for it themselves or do research on it.
My name is Afifa, and I'm a student at the University of Waterloo. My sign says, silence supports violence, which just means if we stay quiet, that's just contributing to the violence that's caused, from all these injustices that are happening right now. Black people like us, we're really affected by everything that's going in America, all the racism that's happening in Canada as well. It's important for us to come together as a community and show that we are stronger than all these injustices that are happening. It's like feeling like being an outsider, sometimes a lot feeling like you don't belong, feeling like just that life isn't fair. To the people that are surprised that there's racism, all I'm gonna say is wake up, because that just means that you're sleeping on everything that's happening around you. Maybe just because you don't see it hands-on doesn't mean that it doesn't happen to the people. So just wake up, please.
And I'm an account manager for a real estate company. Well, it's very important for me to show my support with the community that I'm a part of and to stand up for injustice everywhere.
It's not about today.
It's about every day.
It's about every day.
Your whole life.
From day one.
Being part of that struggle, not having the resources, the people to believe you, it's hard. And it's no surprise for the people that live it all the time, right? So, and I mean, I look around, it's so refreshing, it's so good to see people of all different backgrounds out here supporting the cause, and I think something's good gonna happen.
Racism is not the black person's problem. Racism is a white problem. Yeah. Remember that we're all human beings, we bleed red.
My first name's Jennifer, and I'm a cook, and I'm the mother of 6 girls and 3 grandchildren, all boys. What do I have written on my sign? It says, I march so my grandkids can breathe. I want my grandchildren to have a future and stay alive. And my fear is that I'm going to die, and they're going to die before the age of 20. Because of the way things are today. So I fear for them, I cry tears for them. I cry for my daughters, 6 girls, who we've all had to fight so hard just to get equality in this place. I have lived here for 45 years, and I have always, always had to suffer injustices and racism. Being black in Canada is being proud. I'm proud, first and foremost, because I'm proud of my children. I'm proud of my people. We have had to fight a fight to get where we are, and I'm proud of them. But it's hard. We have to do everything twice as hard to get anywhere. So it's a struggle. It's a daily struggle. And having to remind our children things like when you meet up with the police. Beware what to say. Say your name. Keep your hands up. All these different things. It's wrong. It's wrong. Every time a police car passes by me, I get goosebumps because I wonder if they're going to stop me for something that I haven't done. It's not everybody that's a racist. It's not everybody. It's a handful, and unfortunately, it's the important ones, important people that make decisions for the rest of us, and that's where the racism stems from.
Black lives matter!
Salam Debs, and I am a small business owner and a social activist. To be black in Canada is a lot like what it's like to be black in many parts of the world. There's a systemic and institutionalized racism that continues to allow black lives to be less and inferior to the peoples of our communities. So we're experiencing housing, economic, socio injustice constantly, a school to a prison pipeline, and many different systemic issues that we want to correct. Police are harmful to the black community. There's a surveillance and a constant need to be in the communities and projecting a sense of violence, as well as the school to prison pipeline. The studies show that, the facts and the data show that. Over $180 million is going to the police resources. If we were to allocate that money to go towards the housing, the economic upliftment of black people and black communities, that we would see an actual systemic change.
The death of an unarmed black man at the hands of the Minnesota police, the efforts of a woman in New York to sick the police on an African-American man who politely asked her to leash her dog, the accosting and shooting of a black man who was jogging in a neighborhood. These and other incidents of racism, prejudice, and injustice took place while the black community in the Western world has been disproportionately impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. We are the ones who are most likely to be sent home from work and to be furloughed. We see ourselves as Ethiopians, Haitians, Jamaicans, Trinidadians, Nova Scotians, and by far the Nigerians. But we are Canadians. Black community is a creation of this society that lumps us together based solely on the shade of our skin. We are targeted, discriminated against, and our cries for help are often ignored just because of our melanin, nothing else. Too many times, we think that the racism and prejudice is out there. We shout out the names of George Floyd and Ahmaud Arbery, but we don't call out the names of the victims in our own backyard, like Howard Joel Monroe. I need to say it with you. Howard Joel Monroe. A 20-year-old man from Guyana who was stabbed to death in Victoria Park in 2001 by a white racist gang. Say it with me. Francis Pitia. A disabled South Sudanese man who was attacked by a group of white men while he was standing in front of his apartment building in downtown Kitchener in 2006. They knocked him to the ground and beat him up brutally with his own crutch.
You're racist.
You are standing beside a park where many black persons are afraid to walk alone after dark. The woman in Central Park who tried to sick the police on an African-American man lived and studied in this area for years. Our children are subject to racist taunts in our schools, including the use of the N-word. Our community members are 4 times more likely to be stopped and checked by the police. Our children have had GRT bus drivers drive past them as they stood alone at the bus stop waiting to return home from school. Stop looking outside and look within.
Joanna, I go to the University of Waterloo. I think it's important for all of us to be here to create this change. Black people being slaughtered, basically, by the justice system isn't okay. We need to create change, and this is how it starts. We need people to show up. That's it. My flag says Black Lives Matter, and that's just it. Black Lives Matter. To be black in Canada today is the same as it was 400 years ago. It's unequal. It's hard. It's an everyday challenge. A challenge to be discriminated against your skin tone, that's all it is. It's the same.
If you can hear me, say Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter!
Behind the shades are tears. Because I'm looking so far down the street, and I know that there is hope for my five-year-old son.
My name's Aisha. I was born and raised in Kitchener, and I grew up here until I graduated from university. And I faced a lot of racism and a lot of issues with the police here. My sign says I can't breathe, and it's for George Floyd, because he begged for his life. He begged for his life for 7 minutes, and nobody helped him, and he died underneath the knee of a police officer. I came here to march because racism is alive all over. And Kitchener, they need to stand up too and fight against all the police brutality. When I get pulled over by the police, I fear for my life. I'm a registered nurse, I've saved many lives. But when I get pulled over by the police, even though I don't have anything in my car and I'm 100% innocent, I still feel the fear that I'm gonna be killed just for being black, just for the color of my skin. And it shouldn't have to be that way. And I have two sons, and I want them to grow in a better place than the experiences that I have experienced as a black female who was born in Canada, but I still get told to go back to my country. This is my country as well. I was born and raised here, and we deserve to be treated like human beings, like everybody else.
Tony McDay.
Ashley.
Regis Korchinski Paquette.
Ashay.
Abdi Abdirahman.
Ashay.
DeAndre Campbell.
Ashay.
Mashar Madot.
Ashay.
Nicholas Gibbs.
Ashay.
Orlando Brown.
Ashay.
Pierre Corlian.
Ashay.
Bonnie Jean Pierre.
Ashay.
Kwasi Skin Peters.
Ashay.
Andrew Loku.
Ashay.
Abdirahman Ibrahim Hassan.
Ashay.
Renee Galan.
Ashe.
Mark Ikamba Bokwa.
Ashe.
All killed by the police in Canada between 2015 and 2020. Ashe.
These were the voices of some of the protesters at the KW Solidarity March for Black Lives Matter, telling you their stories about being black in Canada. You've also heard from Funky Oba from African Canadian Association, Salam Debs, Fanis Juma from Black Lives Matter, Laura May Lindo, MPP for Kitchener Stanner, Lanoye Carol Woolery of the Caribbean Canadian Association of Waterloo Region, and Ruth Cameron from the AIDS Committee of Cambridge, Kitchener, Waterloo and area, who spoke at the rally. You've been listening to CKMS Newsroom at 102.7 FM. Check out the archived versions of this program and other episodes on radiowaterloo.ca/news. You can follow us on Twitter at Radio Waterloo, and you can email news@radiowaterloo.ca to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover. The music was Black Room by Moby, thanks to MobyGratis.com. My name is Ivan Gilovsky, and I was your host for this program.